The following program sponsored by Christian Training and Development Services, Hanson Chiropractic, Northwest Family Life, Ludeman Capital Management, Network Services, and Cannon Beach Christian Conference Center.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live. Mike is an author, teacher, and conference speaker, and is president of Christian Training and Development Services. Creation Matters is dedicated to the teaching of the biblical and scientific truths about God's creation. In the beginning, God created, and for by Him were all things created. And now here's your host of Creation Matters, Mike Riddle.
Welcome to Creation Matters, and I'm your host, Mike Riddle, and we have quite a show here for you tonight. We're going to title this show, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. And if you haven't been listening or you know somebody that needs to understand something about the creation evolution issue, you need to tell them about this show, 6 o'clock every Tuesday night, because let me give you the lineup we're going to be having in the next several weeks. Next week, we're going to be talking about the origin of the races. Where did all the races come from? January 11th, boy, do we have a show for anybody in the high school area. Refuting the best evidence evolution has to offer. What a show that's going to be. January the 18th, we have an expert on information. Then on January 25th, we're going to be talking about the mathematics, how to apply mathematics to creation evolution. We'll have a PhD mathematician on the show with us. February the 1st, hold on for February the 1st. Here's a controversial show. When does life begin? What about the abortion issue? Boy, is that one going to cause some fire. February the 8th, we're going to talk about the Genesis flood. What is it, a worldwide flood or a local flood? February the 15th, here's another one of those controversial shows. We're going to do cloning and stem cell research. And then February 22nd, how about this one? Aliens and UFOs. Is there life anywhere else in the universe? Well, we know some places on this planet we don't seem to find much life, and that's sometimes in our big cities, but that's another point here. But today we're going to be talking about Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. And if you want to find out about what we're going to be talking about, you go to our website, creationmatters.org, creationmatters.org. And if you want to give us a call on the station today, the lines are 800-955-8200. That's 800-955-8200. And with me in the studio today to talk about Fearfully and Wonderfully Made is a neurosurgeon, Dr. Lau. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lau.
Thank you.
Dr. Lau, could you give us a little bit of your background in neurosurgery, where you were trained, and how you got to all of this?
I was born in Bangkok, Thailand, and I grew up as a non-Christian. And I was trained to believe in evolution, and I did not believe in Creator. And I went to the medical school in Bangkok, Thailand, and all the time I believed that I came from a monkey. But when I studied about the brain, the anatomy, the physiology of the brain and nervous system, I was very amazed how wonderful all the cells connect together. And one day somebody told me about Jesus Christ, and I became a believer. I believe in God, and the first reaction is that I was really torn into two between believing that I came from monkey or came from God. But after I read the Bible again and again, I'm convinced that I was created by God. And then God sent me to America to be a missionary here.
Oh, wait a minute. There's two things I want to bring out of here. First of all, we always like to make that statement. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to believe. But guess what, folks? We have a brain surgeon here today. And you just made a statement, Dr. Lau, that you're a missionary to this country? Now, wait a minute. This country is sending missionaries all over the world. Why does the United States need missionaries here?
You know, when I was a young man in Thailand, I thought that people in this nation, all of them believe in God. But I find out that a lot of people do not believe that there is a Creator. And they did not understand about the spiritual life. So one day God called me to come to the U.S. and to start a church here. And then I not only practicing neurosurgery, I also started a church many years ago and preached the gospel and told people about Jesus.
Now, I've been to your church several times, Dr. Lau, been able to do some teaching on creation. Give us some information. If people want to get in touch with you about your church, because I've seen you preach there, and you're straight from the Bible. Tell us about your church and where it meets and how they get a hold of you.
My church is located on Mercer Island, and you can find a map and location on the website newhopeinternationalchurch.org. We are an international church with about 60 nationalities, and but we speak English there. And we just preach the word. We just believe in the Lord Jesus. We believe in His power, and we have seen His power moving, and no question at all that God is real.
So if you have a question for a brain surgeon here tonight, give us a call at 800-955-8200. That's 800-955-8200. And have a question for Dr. Lau or myself. Now, Dr. Lau, you made a statement. You, as a missionary, you came over here and you thought everybody here believed in the Bible and Jesus Christ, and you found something very different. But, you know, I travel all over this country, and I do about 250 to 300 lectures a year on creation evolution all over the country and sometimes around the world. You know what? I find out that there's a lot of people sitting in church that really don't believe in the true God of the Bible. They say they believe the Bible, they call themselves Christians, but they deny the Creator. And here's the important part about that. If you deny the Creator, you have just denied Jesus Christ, who's your Savior. So how can you say you're saved when you're denying your Savior? Because guess who was the Creator? Jesus Christ. And it says that at least 3 to 4 times in the Bible, that Jesus Christ was the Creator of all things. Now, your background there, you're a full-time neurosurgeon, and you're also a full-time pastor. Where do you find the time?
By God's grace, I just need to discipline my time and just focus, stay focused on helping my patients and focus on loving the members and teaching them the truth, and I need to discipline my time and train leaders to help me.
Now, Dr. Lau, I've known you for a number of years here. Would you go back and tell us the first time we met, something about that meeting we had? It just stuck in my memory, and I love to tell people this story. The first time we met there.
We met together many years ago when you came with back and leg pain. I remember that we talked about your medical issue about 10 minutes, and just a simple thing that I can fix for you. And after that, we began to talk about the Lord Jesus. And you told me that you believe in creation and you love to teach about creation. Then my eyes just perk up and say, oh, I'd like to talk to God, to you about God and about creation. Then I invited you to come to our church. And we since then become friends, and we believe in the same Bible. We believe in the Word of God.
And I remember you were a pretty tough cookie there, because you gave me about 2 weeks to recover before I had to come to your church to start teaching about creation. So if you want a testimony to a great neurosurgeon there, 2 weeks. I was up teaching and going around the country already. But I just love to tell that story. Here I am going in to talk about my leg and back pain. And incidentally, that comes probably from my old days of being an athlete. So you athletes take care of yourselves out there. But Dr. Lau did a wonderful job. I'm up walking, running around, doing everything again. But here I am, as a Christian, going in to get some, looking at maybe getting some back surgery, and I'm not the witness. Dr. Lau ends up being the witness. He only gives me 10 minutes to talk about the pain I have, and then he's preaching the gospel to me. What a wonderful testimony that no matter where you are, every one of you is in a place where you can give your testimony and preach the Word of God, folks. So what a wonderful testimony. Now, when we talk about this brain thing up there, incidentally, that brain, in case you're interested, for those of you who have just had all that food over the Christmas holidays and want to go on a diet, don't diet your brain, because it's only about 3 pounds, folks. You don't have much room to lose up there. It's the other parts of the body we might want to lose. But when we talk about the brain, you operate on these, the nervous system, you'll do a lot of operations. Do you think the brain could have evolved over long periods of time?
There's no way that the brain has been evolved in a period of time. The brain is very complex organ of the body. There are millions of cells in the brain connected to each other with wire, or we call axon, or wire that connect between cells. And each part of the brain give us different function, very well organized, very complex structure that there's no way that the brain will come by just evolving or just come by accident.
Tonight I'd like to do a little trivia type things here for you tonight, too. Let me give you some things we know about the brain. First of all, the brain is the center of a complex computer system, more wonderful than the greatest computer man has ever built. No computer even compares to the brain. And we mentioned your brain weighs about 3 pounds. But here's some more amazing statistics. Your brain has more connections in it, than all the computers in the world on the internet. Now, your brain has about 100 trillion connections. So that's not million or billion, trillion connections. Our computers pale to this brain. Do you know how much your brain can hold? You know your brain can store about a quadrillion. Now, wait a minute, that's a big number. Let's count this off. We have our tens, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillion. It can store about a quadrillion bits of information. Wouldn't it be nice if we could remember all that? Then here's one more piece of trivia. Did you know your brain is faster than any computer ever built? We talk about give ourselves all this prideful information. We have these 3 gigahertz machines out there and faster. But those computers pale in comparison to the brain. Because your brain can do about a quadrillion calculations a second. That's a second, quadrillion calculations a second. So here's my next question to you. Why does it take you so long to do your math then? Well, I'm not going to answer that question. Because it takes me a while to do some of my math, and that's where my degrees were, mathematics. But your brain is doing all sorts of things. Your brain interprets everything your eyes see, so it's constantly doing these calculations. So some wonderful trivia on the brain, just an amazing, complex organ out there. Nothing in the universe compares to it. So, and there you've heard it, right from a top neurosurgeon in our area, the brain could not have evolved, and he's probably seen many, many brains.
I always say to people like this, have you ever ride in the Boeing 747? Have you seen a nice computer around your house? Have you ever wear a very expensive watch? All those things did not come by accident, but came by a designer, a very genius engineer produced those things. Our brain is much more complex than those things. No question there is a creator.
Excellent. Now I want to read a quote from you. And we're talking about fearfully and wonderfully made. But let me read a quote to you here about what is being taught in our schools about our body. And this comes from a modern biology textbook still being used today. And here's what they have to say in this textbook. We have a set of miniature tailbones at the base of our spine, which obviously no longer support a tail. Humans also have a small sac called the appendix. The appendix is what they call a vestigial organ that does not seem to serve a function in digestion today. In other words, folks, they're teaching in our schools today that you have junk in your body, leftover organs from when we were a fish or a monkey. Can you believe that is what they are teaching our children today? They are not teaching we are fearfully and wonderfully made. They're not teaching science anymore. They're teaching something called evolutionism, folks. We need to get back to teaching the real science. Give us a call. We have some phone lines open if you want to talk to a brain surgeon, neurosurgeon at 800-955-8200 or locally at 206-374-8800. And we'll be right back talking about Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. If you just tuned in, this is Creation Matters with Mike Riddle, and we mentioned that you don't have to be a brain surgeon to believe in the Bible, but we have in our studio today a real live brain surgeon who believes in creation. Now, Dr. Lau, you were not always a Christian, so you believed in, you had some other religions before then. In these other religions that you were involved in, could you tell us about that? And did they teach about a creator? Did they teach about a beginning?
You know, even though I was trained as a scientist to become a surgeon and medical doctor, but when I was growing up, I was believing in a religion. And not only that, I was involved in a we call animism, which means that we, in Asia, we play a lot with the spiritual world. I remember when I was a young man, I was able to call different spirits into my life and spoke different voice and was able to predict things. And this is real. I mean, I know that people in the U.S. may not have this experience, but the spiritual world is real. So when I was growing up, I know already that the spiritual world is real. And you know, I know that we are listening to the program that we talk about science and evolution, creation issue, but I know we need to recognize that our life is not just only physical body and intellectual, but we have also a spirit, and the spiritual world is real.
Do you think the churches over here understand that there's a spiritual world out there beyond what we see and can feel and touch here?
I believe that we talk about it, but I think most people don't experience and understand the spiritual world very well in America.
Yeah, just this year, back in March earlier this year, I was over there in Thailand, your home country there, and I had to change some of my talks when I talked about evil and things like, because they had a completely different understanding. They understood evil. They understood the spiritual realm, something I have never really experienced. We get taught sometimes in the church, we understand that God is spirit, we hear about angels, but we never bring it to reality that there is a spiritual world, and these old bodies are going to go back to dust. That's one thing evolution does have true. Our bodies do go back to dust, but that is not the end of it, folks. There's something else after death, and that's where we entered into the spiritual world. We either spend eternity with God in heaven, or we spend eternity away from God in that place called hell. So there is a spiritual realm to all of this, and we need to understand that everybody dies, and what happens after you die? And if you're trying to ignore that question out there, folks, you're ignoring probably one of the most important questions in your life. What's going to happen when you die? You can't put this thing off, folks. It is an extremely important question, and you need to make sure you're ready, because you just saw what over 44,000 people lost their lives, and they had no idea that was going to be their last day. Now, I don't like to be an alarmist, but it is the reality of it, folks. Everybody dies, and you will be held accountable for your relationship to Jesus Christ. Do you have one, or do you not have one? So let's get back to this. I read a quote just before we went on the break there. And if you want to give us a call and talk to a brain surgeon, give us a call at 800-955-8200. Now, I read a quote from a modern biology textbook that said things like, our appendix has no use in the body. That is what they're teaching in many public schools today. And they also give the hint that we have no longer have a tailbone, but we have a miniature bone at the end of our spine they call the tailbone that used to be a tail like a monkey. Can you believe they are teaching that? Did you know that is absolutely medically and scientifically incorrect? And evolution calls themselves scientists? Folks, they are scientists. But evolution, by all means, is not a science. It cannot be considered a science. Folks, the appendix does have a use. It is part of our immune system. And that is not a tailbone. It's called the coccyx, folks. And there are a lot of different little pieces that connect to that coccyx. And Dr. Lau, do you know anything about that?
Yes, there are muscles that connect to coccyx that help us to stand and to walk. So it's not a vestigial organ, but is an important part of our body.
Yes, and you could live without it, but I guarantee you'll be very uncomfortable for the rest of your life. So that is very incorrect teaching. And there's many, many other things that they're teaching about our bodies that are incorrect. They're trying to protect evolution by giving false information. Folks, we need to get back to science. As I keep saying week after week, we need to get back to science in the science classroom, and we need to start challenging the education system to teach science in the science classroom. Now, we have a caller. Was it Beverly? Did I pronounce that right? Beverly, you have a question or... There we go. We'll see if we can get it right now. Is this Beverly? You have a question for us. How are you today?
Hi, fine. I think that probably this business about not really embracing or even alluding to the afterlife and sort of having a cleaned up sort of a religion is similar to not having the Christ on the crucifix. And I can tell you that before a Catholic receives their first communion or first confession, that they certainly study the issues of the afterlife, heaven, hell, and, you know, atonement and all, you know, to study that before you do receive your first sacraments there, or the, at least the sacraments you've already received baptism. But so I think it's cultural.
It is cultural. We have
because when my husband died last year, believe me, there's nothing that can bring it closer to me. I mean, I don't have to see 40,000 or 50,000 people die. I'm at the cemetery. I pray for him. I pray for his soul. And I know that you guys don't believe that, but we have a much longer history in Christianity because we all go all the way back to Pentecost, and the belief goes back to Pentecost that there is, if you die within the state of grace with the Holy Spirit within you, then you do not go to hell.
Well, I'm not going to get into the Catholicism situation here, but we do believe that your belief in Jesus Christ and your trust in Jesus Christ alone is what gets you into heaven, not anything else. But there's only one way. The Gospel of John chapter 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. That means Christianity is exclusive. It makes it different from every other religion on this planet. It is, in a matter of fact, folks, Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. Religions are man-made things. So I thank you for some of that there, Beverly. Yes, if you don't believe in the spiritual realm, then you're denying God. So we need to get out there and preach that there is something that happens after we die, folks. There is definitely going to be something that happens. And to deny this is to deny reality. Now, Dr. Lau, you mentioned that some of these religions that you were involved in, they really didn't teach about, did they teach about a beginning? I mean, did they teach about where anything came from, or they just accept it or just not discuss it?
No, animism and the religion in Asia, we don't talk about creation. We don't believe in any creator. We may have many gods, but again, there's no answer how human come about, and there's no answer until I read the Bible and I study the Bible and I find out that God created me, and I have a purpose of life, and I can have that relationship with God. And I tell you, I have relationship with Him, like you, what you mentioned. Christianity is not a religion. I remember when I was a new believer as a neurosurgeon, I had to take care of a soldier who went out into a Cambodian border. He was shot by a gun, and his skull and brain came out with a big hole. I tried to close it. I tried to do all the surgery to save this man, but the skin became dead and the brain opened again, and I was desperate. And then that night God spoke to me. Why are you so proud? Why don't you ask me? I will show you that I'm real. That night I knelt down in my bedroom and said, God, could you please save him? And then the next day, and this is only one night, after I tried for 1 month, I went up to the floor, the hospital floor, and opened the wound dressing and found that the whole part of his defect in the skull all closed up overnight, supernaturally. So I was having a goosebump, and now I know God is real. God answered my prayer.
That gives me goosebumps right here. Folks, if you don't believe in a God, if you don't believe in a spiritual realm out there called God, Jesus Christ, and the angels, you're missing the boat. God, and you said it right there, God answers prayer, folks. And I'm sure many of you have testimonies out there that when you were on your knees and you gave it all to the Lord God, our Savior and Creator of all things, He does answer prayer, folks. He does answer prayer. And I'll bet you have a lot of testimonies just like that of where your prayers and your prayers were answered by our Creator God. Do you have any more of those that and you might want to share some of those when we come back from the break? We're going to go break in about a minute or two here. But, you know, you made a statement there that these religions you were involved in, these man-made ideas, religions, and I'll put evolutionism in there too, because it is also a man-made religion, folks. It is a man-made religion. It is not science at all. But, see, the Bible goes after the tough parts. It unashamedly goes after the tough parts, because you know the first words in the Bible? In the beginning, God created. How many other religions start out like that? They either ignore the topic, don't want to talk about where it all came from, but the Bible answers that question. In the beginning, God created. And it tells us who our Creator is. It talks about the attributes of our Creator. He is a loving God. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to shed His blood on a cross so that we might have eternal salvation with Him in heaven. That's the God we're talking about. So the Bible answers that question about beginnings, where very few other religions really do. So we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we want to talk some more about some of these amazing stories that Dr. Lyle has in his surgery. And I also want to point out that if your children are going to public schools, folks, you got to watch out what's being taught there. And even in some of these Christian schools and in some of these churches, what's being taught or not being taught. Give us a call, 800-955-8200. Welcome back to Creation Matters, and I'm your host, Mike Riddle, and tonight's topic is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. And if you'd like to learn more about this or support this ministry, this radio show, because it does take finances to keep us on, go to our website, creationmatters.org, and you'll find papers out there. We lead you right to papers and research articles that talk about every topic we've talked about. And also, if you'd like to get a recording of these radio shows, they are also on our website, free for download. So you can download these things for free and play them for somebody else. All these articles out there we point you to are free also. So many free things on our website. And go to creationmatters.org. And with me in the studio is Dr. Lau, a neurosurgeon and a full-time pastor. And before we went to the break, we were going to talk about some other testimonies and things you see in your surgery and what's happened in your career here as a neurosurgeon and a pastor. Dr. Lau.
Every time I open the skull and see the brain, or every time I open the back and see the nerve, the spinal cord, I know that there must be God, because it's so wonderfully made and so complex. And you know, one part of the brain controls only speech, and another, not only that, if you can speak many languages, you have different spots in the brain that control different languages. God made your brain just so special. So detailed, you know, but we are not talking about religion here. Now, when I came to know God as a neurosurgeon, I know that God is a person. You know, our brain was designed by a very highly intelligent person, and he is so smart. He can put all these things together to be such a powerful brain for you and me. The eyes, the connection from your eyeballs to the occipital lobe to see things. I know why God is real, because He speaks to me. Many times in the surgery, God spoke to me and saved so many people's lives. I give you two examples. One lady, she had a bleeding in the frontal lobe, and the CAT scan showed that bleeding. The CAT scan was done maybe about a couple hours before surgery. I opened her skull, took the clot out from the frontal lobe, and then before I closed the skull, that was in summer, I want to get out to the sun. Then the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the living God who created you and me, spoke to me that there is another clot inside the temporal lobe, and that was not shown in the CAT scan. And I had two choices, listen to God or do my own things. I listened to God, so I opened the temporal lobe, and I found another clot, which happened after the first CAT scan was done. Can you imagine? If I close the skull, I have to go back again, and the patient have to go through another operation. Another example, a lady injured her back, and she has a very small disc in her back. And she never contacted me during the weekend. By the time she showed up at the hospital on Monday, she already had foot drop, and I did not know. She didn't tell me. So when I went into the surgery, I was expecting to just go into one corner of the back, took the disc out, and then done. But while I was performing surgery, God spoke to me. He is the person. He is real. This is a relationship. He spoke to me that you need to go up higher where the MRI did not show the disc material. So I listened to God. Went up there, I found a big mass of this that ruptured on the week, during the weekend, and she did not tell me. So I took that disc out, and I was shocked because the MRI did not show the problem. So she was safe, and now she can walk. Her foot is working again. I thank God that He can speak to us every day. He is a person, and He is the Creator.
Isn't this amazing? We have a Creator God who created all the planets, created trillions of stars, many which dwarf our sun in size, and yet, in His book, the Bible says He cares for us, and He wants to have that relationship with us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you know what else the Bible teaches about? In Genesis 1:26 says, we were made in the image and likeness of God. No other creature on this planet was made in the image and likeness of God. Only people were that. And you know what else? We were also given dominion over all the other creatures. That means control or caretakers over all the other animals. And here's where we get into a problem today. When we give up that role, when we reverse that role that God gave us as dominions over and caretakers over all other creatures, when we start elevating animals to our level and giving them the same rights as human beings have. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have good taking care of our pets and animals. We should be good stewards. That's what a good steward is being caring and loving of animals, but not the same elevation as us folks. When we give that up, then we've given up God's perfect order. And that's when we get into trouble. And that's when we start bowing down and making statues and crystals and start worshiping those rather than the true living Creator, not a dead statue or rock as many people are worshiping. And that's where we find a lot of evolutionism, is in the worship of man-made ideas and objects, not living at all. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are made in the image and likeness of God. God sent His Son for us, no other creature, folks, only us, for God so loved the world. Now, I'd like to give a little more trivia. I'd like to give some of this trivia out. And Dr. Lau, you mentioned about the brain, you mentioned about the spinal cord, and you mentioned just briefly in there something about the eye. Let me give you something about the eye here. You know, the eye is a wonderful creation by God, but you know what they teach in some of our schools? Get this. They are teaching that the eye is a bad design. I've heard that taught at universities. I've heard that taught in public schools, and these teachers out there, oh, the eye is a bad design. Folks, here's how you answer that question. You don't have to know anything about the eye to answer this question. Your response is, well, if it's a bad design, then you're telling me you can make a better one. Prove it. If you can't make a better one, folks, then how in the world can you say it's a bad design? See, we need to make people accountable for these statements. We need to get education back into the science classrooms, not people's personal philosophy. But you know, the eye is an organ which collects light. And you get this, it turns that light into electronic messages, which are then sent to the brain. And then the brain turns those signals into pictures for us to see. Wow, did you know our eyes are no good without our brain? What a wonderful creation. Don't we have a wonderful God? He knew we needed a brain to see. Here's something else about our eyes. You know, our eyes blink about 400 million times in our lifetime. Can you imagine a car doing something like that, turning over 400 million times? It would break right away. But yeah, God made those eyes perfect. You know, our eye can see millions of shades of colors. And get this, it would take a supercomputer, not one of those PCs, but a supercomputer, over 100 years to simulate what takes place in our eyes in 1 second. What an amazing design. And these people are out there saying that's a bad design. Well, folks, we can't even build a computer that can match your eye. Now, here's something more about this eye. You know, God made those eyes perfect. He gave us protection for eyes. He made tears. Wow. Tears wash our eyes every time we blink. If we didn't have tears, our eyes would get dry, very scratchy, and start to burn, folks. We have a wonderful God who knew how to take care of everything. He also gave us eyelids. These eyelids protect our eyes from maybe getting too much light. They help keep from sand and dirt from blowing their eyes. They hold our eyelashes and even keep our eyes moist. Isn't this amazing, the plan God had? And people are saying, this is a bad design. I'd like to see somebody make a better one. But get this. Wait a minute. Did you know our eyes have a blind spot? We actually have a blind spot there. The front of our eye acts much like a camera lens. It directs the light rays to the back of the eye to make a picture for what we see. However, at the back of the eye, there's a place where no images form. This is called your blind spot. But we have a wonderful Creator God. You know, He made our brain that makes up for this blind spot and fills in for what we see. What a wonderful Creator God. You see, if we didn't have our brains with our eyes, we'd have that blind spot and never know what was there. But we have a wonderful Creator God who made us fearfully and wonderfully, and He made us in His image and His likeness. And we're going to go to a break here, and then we might come back with some more trivia. I just love this trivia stuff about being wonderfully and fearfully made. We were made in His image and likeness. And when we come back here with Dr. Lau, if you have some questions for Dr. Lau, a brain surgeon, neurosurgeon, give him a call at 800-955-8200. Or if you'd like to ask him some questions about his church, give him a call. That's 800-955-8200. And I want to answer four very powerful questions when we come back from this next break. Welcome to Creation Matters. I'm your host, Mike Riddle. And if you would like to learn more about this creation issue, creation evolution issue, go to our website, creationmatters.org. You'll find many, many research articles out there done by scientists. And also in our studio today, we have Dr. Lau, who happens to be a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon, and a pastor. Dr. Lau, tell us something about your church. And as we were talking here during the break, you mentioned something about a cell. Talk about that cell and complexity for us.
Yes, when I study about a cell in our body, when we use the electron microscope to study about a cell, there are DNA, there are system inside. One cell is like a one city, drainage system, power, energy system, getting the food in, all these things. It's impossible that one complicated cell, which look like a big city, can come out by accident or by randomization. There must be a designer, and His name is Jesus.
Wow. And if they want to get a hold of you, they'd like to see something about your church. And I have a question for you and your church. At your church, do you really teach the biblical model of creation? And what do you actually teach in your church about creation?
We believe in Genesis chapter 1. We believe that God created the world, the heavens and the earth, and all of us in 6 days. And He rested for one day.
Now, you're not talking six indefinite periods of time there. You're talking six literal days.
Yes.
And I believe I know why you're saying that, because that's exactly what the Bible teaches.
That's right.
And what are the kind of things do you teach? What kind of teaching? Do you do what we call expository teaching in there right through the Bible?
We believe in every single word in the Bible, and we want to teach the Word of God.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a lot of churches, more churches that could do that? And if you'd like to learn some of the churches that actually teach the biblical model of creation, you can go to our website, Creation Matters. Click on the box on our homepage that calls Creation Matters. And you see down at the bottom another link you can click on that says, here are the churches in the Seattle, Greater Seattle area that actually teach a literal six-day creation. Now, Dr. Locke, tell us some more about your church. How could they get a hold of you there?
They can go to the website, newhopeinternationalchurch.org. We are on Mercer Island, and the phone number is 206-275-1042.
Give us that phone number one more time there.
206-275-1042.
Wow, what a wonderful opportunity. And I've been to your church on several occasions to be able to teach, and what a wonderful congregation you have there. I've been so welcomed and just a warm feeling. And you're there teaching the gospel from beginning to the very end, and unashamedly teaching the authority and the truth of God's Word. And again, what's the name of that church?
New Hope International Church.
New Hope International. And before we get away, I'd like to answer some very, very important questions. These are probably some of the most important questions you're ever going to ask yourself. And there's four questions I'd like to make sure we get to on this show. Question number one, when we're talking about fearfully and wonderfully made, how about this, the question, who am I? Have you ever asked yourself that question, who are you? Well, if you're believing in evolution, you know what the answer to that question is? You're nothing more than an animal with higher intelligence. But folks, if you're believing in the Bible and the Creator of all things, the living Creator, then you are made in the image and likeness of God, right out of Genesis 1:27, and out of Psalm 139, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, let's take a let me go to a caller here. Is it Elsie, or did I pronounce that right? From Port Townsend, you have a question for us.
Well, yes, when he's talking about how wonderful I worked and how the blind spot and the brain was necessary. As I think I'm right, that what we see in the back is upside down.
That's correct.
And then I have macular degeneration, so he can give me anything encouraging about macular degeneration.
Now, I don't know anything about that, and as a neurosurgeon, that's not necessarily his field. But he.
Oh well, yes, but it is. Oh no, that he's with the brain. Not
yes,
the
he's
eye.
With the brain. Yeah, the other part that handles the image is sent from the eye.
Yes.
So that would be a different thing. But if you have that, I would recommend that you get in touch with some hospital and an eye specialist, eye doctor there, ophthalmologist, and get with them and maybe they can get that fixed.
Well, I certainly am enjoying everything that is coming over the microphone.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful when you can believe in a creator God, isn't it?
Yes.
It makes everything else so much easier, and you can go through your life with joy. Even in the midst of turmoil, you can still have joy because we know where we're going to spend eternity. Thank you, and God bless you, Elsie.
Yes, we're made in His image.
Thank you very much. Well, let's get to some more of these questions. I mentioned, who are we? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. But here's the second question. Why are we here? Why am I here? If you ever ask yourself that question, well, here's the two possible answers. Folks, if you're believing in evolutionism, you're nothing more than a chance accident that made your existence possible. That's what evolution teaches. That's what they're teaching in the public schools, that your children are a chance accident. They're not fearfully and wonderfully made. They're just some happening that if everything worked out different, we wouldn't be here. But folks, if you're believing in the Bible, God's word, the creator of all things, you're here because of God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And then he said, while we were sinners, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. So we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And here's the third question. What is the purpose of life? I think everybody asks that question. So what is the purpose of life? Well, here's your answer if you're believing in evolution, folks. Whatever you make it, it's called situational ethics. You make truth. Truth becomes relative. But if you're believing in a creator God, his word, you believe the Bible, here's your purpose in life: to know, love, glorify, and obey, and enjoy God. We have a purpose. And let's get to the last question. What happens when we die? This is an important one. You know, if you're believing in evolution, you're in a no-hope situation. You're being taught you have no hope. You can earn all the money you want. You get all the control and all the power you want, folks. But you have absolutely no hope because you're taught that when you die, you go back to dust, and that is the end of your life. And your memory is gone, and people's memory of you is gone after a generation, folks. You have nothing, no hope. But, folks, here's the biblical answer. It depends on your relationship with the Creator, Jesus Christ. That's what it comes down to. Everyone is a sinner, and sin leads to death. But God so loved the world, he said, we must be born again. And we must be born again, and that only way is to put our entire hope and faith in our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Romans 10:9 tells us all we have to do is believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. There is the difference between evolution and creation right there, the answer to those four eternal questions. Dr. Loud, you have a parting question for us or statement.
I love what you say.
Okay, I thank you. Now, if you enjoy this teaching, folks, the radio ministry, we need your support from the radio ministry. Go to our website, creationmatters.org, and you can find out how to support us or just write us a letter or give us a phone call if you want to. You can actually call us on our business phone at 425-269-3196. We just enjoy your encouragement, or you can go to our website and get our address, mail us a letter, or you can send us a donation if you like what you're hearing here. God bless
all. You've been listening to Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live. If you'd like more information on today's topic or information about Christian training and development services, simply call 425-269-3196. That's 425-269-3196. Or go to the website creationmatters.org. That's creationmatters.org. And click on the KGNW radio box. Join us next Tuesday at 6 when we'll discover and discuss the truth that for by Him all things were created. That's all right here next week on Creation Matters, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live.